Hi guys, welcome or welcome back to the Staying Christian podcast, a small, not very sophisticated talk show about becoming Christian, being Christian, and staying Christian. Well, there's a few other things we talk about, but mostly we come back to that. I'm Eli Chamley.
And I'm Gavin Hobbs.
Gavin Hobbs.
Yep. So, that's pretty much the show. Welcome to it. We are just two normal guys, really. Honestly, every time I get on here to talk, I'm just like, why am I here?
I don't deserve anything. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not like some great pastors or anything like that. We're just
not sophisticated in any ways.
We're just going to be talking about our journey following God and things that we're learning along the way. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys will enjoy that and you'll hear about our mistakes and our hopefully our successes as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, welcome to the podcast.
So, Gavin took me to the mountains this weekend. It was fun. I'm just giving him trouble because of some things. Anyway, we went to the mountains, which was one of the first times I've actually been to the mountains. And
the Smoky Mountains,
yeah,
over in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And we climbed Grandfather Mountain.
Well, we didn't climb the whole mountain. We just kind of like fumbled along.
We climbed the whole mountain. I don't know. There's something about being up on something like that. You just kind of, it just brings me back to God. I don't know about you, but
it just makes me happy.
It really makes me happy.
Yeah.
Cause you've just got the entire valley and hills and other mountains in front of you. These jagged peaks and all this. It really makes me think of just how big the earth is and how great God is for making it. But you know, that sounds kind of shallow, but
the mountains.
My point kind of is, you know, I live a lot just thinking about stuff like that. And sometimes I don't think about it enough, you know, think about stuff God made and how great it is that we live on a big ball of dirt, you mm-hmm. know, that has life on it. And I don't know. I'd like to recommend your doctor prescription here. This is me prescribing. Next time you're outside, just take 1 minute, and if you can see the moon, stars, clouds, whatever, just take a minute and look at it. 1 minute, like, I know that sounds like a lot. It's not, you know, it's just 60 seconds. So do that. Think about it. You'll probably be happier. Like, I don't think you wouldn't. I always am. But yeah, I don't know. Try it out.
We're here at the edge of a cliff overlooking the sea. And I have the segment that we just started recently.
The Acts
Prepared.
What?
Acts Anonymous. Yes. I don't know. That was the name of our last. I don't know what the name is. Anyways.
The Acts segment.
Yeah. Welcome. We're going to be going through Acts, or at least I am. And Eli likes homework, so he too is apparently, allegedly.
Totally did it this week.
So last week I read through Acts 1 and had a couple things on. I'm trying to figure out what the church is, and I'm going through Acts to figure that out. So I read Acts 2 this week, and I actually read Acts 3, but we're only going to touch on Acts 2 today. So
we could touch on.
We could, but I'm really just going to do. I haven't read Acts 3 enough.
Gavin.
Anyways,
no harm, no foul.
I read through Acts 2, and Acts 2 is like, basically, they get touched by it's Pentecost, you know.
Yeah.
So they're sitting around praying, all the apostles, and then they were all touched by those flames, and it sounded like rushing wind. And then they suddenly had the Holy Spirit, and they started speaking in tongues. And then all the people were like, "Yo, you guys are like drunk and stuff."
Yeah, and then Peter gets up, and he's like,
"Nah,
we're not drunk.
We're
okay?
Definitely not drunk."
Right.
And then he goes on this whole thing about you guys. He referenced a bunch of old scripture,
mm-hmm.
and basically was like doing this whole persuasive essay of like, hey, you guys just killed the Messiah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my gosh, what do we do? And he's like, repent and come to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do. And at the end of the chapter, it actually says, it's like, God, the Lord added to them day by day, those that were saved. So
those who accepted his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added to them.
Right. So, anyways, it was very interesting, this chapter, because, like, I've never actually experienced speaking in tongues.
Mm.
However, I actually do know a guy that did experience it, which we should honestly have him on the podcast. Dude, that would be legit.
Really?
Talking about Benioff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually, because I've always been, I'm always a skeptic, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, the tongues
right,
thing.
Right.
That's just sounds weird. And I know some of you guys are like, how dare you? It's the Bible. Duh.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I have been skeptical, and but knowing a guy that's actually experienced
it, it's normal to be skeptical,
has actually convinced me that it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. So hearing this, it was very interesting. So I'm kind of going by and figuring out what is the church. And kind of the thing I gathered here was that it's the people that of God that have the Holy Spirit. And apparently sometimes they speak in tongues. I've never actually experienced it, but I do know what happens. So I don't know what else to say as far as
we got an account of it right here. So you better think so.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it would be cool to speak in tongues and stuff, but there's a lot of, like, I guess, debates on all that.
There's
you know?
A lot of stigma there's, around it. It's,
there is it's, a bunch of strange stuff.
You know, you could easily just be like, oh, someone's pretending and they're speaking a lot of gibberish, you know? And anybody could probably think so. So.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I'm not really going to dive deep into all that because I just think, you know, different people, different circumstances, God's going to... His spirit's going to act differently on different people. At least that's what I've experienced, you know?
Right.
So, anyways, what is interesting is how Peter did do his Peter, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He did do that persuasive essay type thing. He's like, hey, yo, this is what David said back then. All these prophecies lined up. This was God you guys crucified. This was Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Hmm.
And... then after that, they were all like, yo, what? We just messed up.
So what do we do about it?
Yeah, what do we do? So it is interesting. Peter is visibly preaching. So for me, that is one thing that, for me, I add to, okay, Christians, we do actually preach, you know? But these people actually were interested in hearing it as well, you know?
Right.
Not to say that you don't preach. I don't know. I don't know where all that goes into play.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, and they believed, and here it says, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and they sold their possessions and good and parted them to all according as any man had need. Mm-hmm. So they took care of each other. That's what that says to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
breaking bread
44.
At home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And that's cool to me. I like that because it's just like, and day by day, continually steadfast with one accord in the temple and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. Like, that's so cool. It's this simple Christian, like, lifestyle.
Yeah.
That it's just, they're just going steadfastly. And like, for me, that's like one of my goals, I feel like. Because just going steadfast.
Right.
And breaking bread, taking care of each other. I don't know. That right there is a cool picture of the church, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. That's all I had from Acts 2. Really like that picture of the church. And, yeah, they're taking care of each other. They're breaking bread together, you know. And they're going after God with the singleness of heart.
Right.
So...
and that's what keeps them together, not, you know, their petty differences. It's
right.
It's that they all can recognize that they have the one sole purpose to go after God together.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you they were all a bunch of different people.
A lot of them were Gentiles, you know. And that's,
were they in that?
Well, yeah, because when people were speaking in tongues, they were like, hey, that's my language. Because it was the Pentecost feast.
Right. Yep.
So there were a lot of people in town from out of town.
That weren't native Jews. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a name for them that weren't... it was like a Gentile that had become a Jew or something. I can't remember the name for that.
Mm.
I think it's actually referenced in there.
I don't remember.
Anyways, yeah, that's Acts 2. It's just this cool picture of the church all working together, taking care of one another.
And receiving the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yep. So that's it for this week. I will see you guys next week with Acts 3. I know, right? It's
the
crazy.
The third act.
Yeah. Okay, so this is interesting. And I didn't mention this just in that last segment because I was just kind of, I guess, mulling it over in my brain. But in this Acts 2, at the last, like the last verse, actually, it says, praising God and having favor with all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli and I were talking about that and just like, what does that even mean? And yeah, you go through all the versions, or at least I was going through some of the versions mm-hmm. that I have on my phone, and it's all the same. It's, every one of them, it says all the people.
Said that the people there had favor with all the people.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not saying they had favor with each other. They said all the people, which is interesting, because like you were talking about.
Because earlier it says they sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as anyone had a need. To all as anyone had need. So I'm like,
what does that mean? Does it mean right. like all the people in the surrounding
area? Well,
the
reason I was confused was because clearly the people who initiated Jesus's death and claimed that Jesus's rising was a hoax by the disciples and they stole his body out of the tomb and blah, blah, blah. Clearly they didn't have favor with them, did they? Like,
right.
But maybe they were like, oh, you guys are charitable, being very nice, even though you guys are claiming wild things, you know, but right. maybe... But I don't know. I read that and I'm like, huh. Favor with all the people.
Does that mean everybody? Or does it just mean all the people that were joining the church?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so if we entertain the idea of it being all the people in the surrounding area, you know?
Then there's still the Romans who are like, hey, this is a very false idea, who already don't like the Jews because they have a different religious view than them.
But maybe because of this the way they're acting, because of they're following Jesus. Because
of their charity?
Because they have a totally different lifestyle than everyone else, you know, mm-hmm. where they take care of everybody, you know, as Christians. Maybe that's why they had favor with all the people, because they're taking care of their neighbors, whether or not they're Christians or Jews or Gentiles. Yeah.
And
you
not
know?
Being selfish with their own, for their own gain.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That was just interesting.
Which historically, that's been the kind of thing that people have said. Like you have always said, know us by our love thing. I don't know where you read that before.
What one?
Like you always used to say, you know, like Christians, they'll know us by our love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, which is sort of something that's historically been known. Christians typically are the founding people in charities and they take care of people and... So, like, if someone's like, hey, you're being really selfless, why?
Right.
You know, so you go, because I'm a Christian, and then it starts up that conversation. But, like,
right.
This is the first time it's happening.
Right.
Ever.
So, I don't know if that verse actually means all the people in the church that were joining.
Right.
Or all the people in the surrounding area. But if it did mean in the surrounding area, it just makes me wonder, is that how we should be as well? You know, the people around us be like, those are the guys. Those are the people that take care of each other and take care of me.
Well, I've witnessed that in reality before. It's like, oh, that guy's solid. Even if they don't agree that, you know, Christianity is a viable whatever, they still see a Christian person's actions and say, that guy's, I can trust that guy.
Right.
Or that guy will take care of me if I asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Anyways, it was just interesting. I don't know if any of you guys got anything from that, but who cares? We just gave it to you anyway.
You got it, so deal with it.
There you go.
So I did some reading. Well, not reading, watching videos like usual, because that's what I do and I'm lazy. But there's this scientific theory called transpermia. Okay, transpermia. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, probably going to get yelled at for pronunciating it weird. But anyways, it's the theory that life came from outer space and isn't native to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few different ways people think that. It's like, okay, like a meteor came with microbes inside,
right?
And it was protected from space and it, you know, hit the Earth, whatever, evolution after that.
Right.
Another one is that actual alien species came and put life on the planet and then left.
Right.
And, but I'm like, I kind of believe in that, but the alien species is like real and it's God, so... You know, and people are always like, you gotta have science or God. And I'm like, no, I believe God
maybe
put
you
Earth,
can have both.
Put life on Earth, you know, made life and put it here.
Right.
But I don't know about you.
Yeah, what I don't know. Think? I don't know what I think. All those theories always fascinate me, and I always get super excited when right. I read about them or see them online. I think it is worth saying to some of you guys, because some of you guys are like, 7-day creation or evolution with the Big Bang.
I mean, yeah, and same. Like, but like,
yeah, like we had a conversation like this not too long ago with a buddy of mine, and it was about 7-day creation and evolution and all that stuff. And
we did.
Well, you weren't there probably, no, but it was me. At my house with some other buddies of mine. And it really, like, we were talking about it. It's a fun topic to kind of like bring up,
toss around.
Yeah. Especially if everyone in the vicinity is open-minded, you know, to possibilities and such. But it is worth saying, hey, everyone's got a different opinion. In the end, though, I believe it doesn't matter, you know? Right,
that's what I was going to say. Like, at the end, it doesn't matter that much.
Like, we're not saying all this, and some people might say, you're blaspheming the Bible or something. Right. We're not trying to do that at all.
Well, here's what my understanding has been. It's been, you know... I don't remember who did this. I think it was C.S. Lewis that gave this metaphor, actually. He was saying that the architect of the house isn't in the house. He isn't the staircase of the house. So using science to try and prove if God exists and all this and make points and say you have to believe this scientific fact and whatever.
Right.
For if you believe in God, or the opposite, if you don't believe in God, you have to believe this scientific fact. It's all just malarkey. You just need to calm down. Because in the end, God is... the one who knows everything, and we are not physically capable of understanding that yet.
Right.
So,
but it is fun to toss around ideas.
It is fun.
I enjoy it.
I love being like, maybe it was this way.
Right.
Because, you know, I have these preconceived notions from when I was a kid of what space is and what all this stuff is. And I like just throwing that aside for a minute and being like, maybe God did this instead.
Yeah. But in the end, I don't think it really matters, you know, how God created the world.
Like, yeah. Doesn't matter.
The truth is, we're on it, and we're spinning around.
Well, the other thing, when you think about it, is not to say that some translations in the Bible are wrong.
Yeah.
But when we were talking with Shema about this, and Shema is like an avid creation and then evolution kind of thing, like God made right. evolution to make things, which I kind of believe, but that's off topic. He was talking about Genesis and how back when Genesis was written down, people believed that the earth was genuinely flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that there was a curved dome on it. So when they describe the sky, they describe it as like a dome with water on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say that God made the sea and the sky, they say he separated the waters and made one the sky and one the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that exact wording. And I'm right. like, we know that that's not how it is.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that God didn't make the thing and we had a difficult understanding of what it was, you know? So I just keep thinking back to that when people are like, no, God did it this way. It's like, you don't know how God did it. You weren't there, dude.
Right. It's like, bring back the Job story here.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are you to question God and all
or
this?
Or pin him down, honestly.
Right. Or tell anybody else how he's lowlier than your understanding.
Right. I read this thing somewhere. It's like, do you if you really think, like, maybe if you do pin them down to, okay, this is how it happened. Maybe this is not how it happened or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you can't just pin God down to this is how it happened. You know,
right.
Like, I feel like when you open up the possibilities for him working with science.
Yeah.
Then suddenly you've got.
I mean, in the end, all science is, let me tell you, it's just literally just trying to find things out by using things.
Right.
And it's very limited. There's only so, like, we right. kind of praise science as a religion of some sort.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not sometimes. Really. It's literally just, I heated water up to this temperature and it did this.
Right.
You know, and then they write it down and that's counted as science.
Well, it's finding patterns in nature.
True.
And how nature acts,
it's,
you know?
It's just documenting things that already exist.
Yeah.
And so, since we only have a limited capability of documenting how things exist.
Yeah.
It's like... it's kind of short-sighted to just say that science proves all things.
Yeah, you know? That is true.
Because there are things that yeah. we're like, we haven't discovered this yet. It's like, yeah, right. you have a vague name for this.
And science is always changing, right. you know? We used to believe the world's flat. We now know the world is circular mm-hmm. or spherish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's always changing.
You know, what was interesting to me is when I was watching videos, because I was watching videos of people who were talking about the earth being flat.
Right.
You know, and they have points. they're like, okay, here's why I think so. Some of them were very religious.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, the Bible says the earth was flat. I'm like, hmm. You know, I was like, you know, what do I do with this personally?
Right.
I was like, am I a flat earther now? You know, I got to think about this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I believe NASA's legitimate. So, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, people can yell at me about that. It doesn't matter. My point was like, okay, you know, they were strong in that. They're like, I believe this because this. And it wasn't like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, except it doesn't ultimately doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that they were fighting and the scientist people were like, so stressed out about it in the video, it made me laugh so hard. But I'm like, yeah, ultimately doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. So before we started this podcast, I was feeling like a failure, feeling just absolutely terrible. I'm serious though. Like, I was just looking at the stats recently for the podcast, and we've got a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly we have been growing a little more lately.
Well, now that you're talking about it, they're all going to leave us.
Yeah, they're not. You guys are just going to leave us now. But I've been concerned because I'm like, man, I'm just a regular dude,
mm-hmm.
and I'm struggling probably more than the people who are actually listening, you know, with the Christian thing, and I'm struggling. I got to stay consistent. Sometimes I feel like my word doesn't mean squat, and God says to have your word mean something, you know? And I've just been looking at myself and being like, wow, Gabe, you've just been doing horrifically lately. And I'm not saying that all just like, oh, well, now I'm not going to do anything about it.
Right.
I'm doing things about that, you know? But at the same time, I get on this podcast, and I'm just like, man, I shouldn't even be here because I just don't feel worthy. But Eli showed me an email.
What? Oh.
And I actually saw one of our YouTube comments and stuff, just reading those and just realizing that people actually do care even about some of our podcasts, where we just kind of flumber around and just see what we're struggling with and some small things. And it's, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going with all that. But
I do. Well, I mean, I was feeling like a failure too, because this week I'm just like, wow, I'm going to go do this podcast with Gavin. I hope he knows that I've been doing nothing worthy of this all week. And, you know, and I was just feeling down. And then now I'm looking at Gavin and I'm like, man, if we're really doing stuff, you know, then of course Satan wants to stop it. You know, that's the sort of thing where I'm just like,
right.
But the truth is, if we're actually doing something, then it's likely that something's trying to stop us from doing it.
Right.
And that could be the tribulation we are going through, not just you.
Yeah, well, every week I consider quitting this podcast.
Oh, I don't consider every week. It's like it's like every other week for me.
It's like, is this actually doing something? Am I just throwing stuff out on the internet?
You do a lot more work. Chatter. You like carry all this equipment down here. You should just leave it.
Well, I can't because I use it for other things.
Anyway.
So
hopefully Satan's just attacking us, which we could use prayer for.
Yeah.
But
you like calling out for our listeners to
pray. Because if not, then it's just us being horrible.
And, yeah.
We don't want to say that we're horrible, but we probably are. So thanks for sticking around.
We really do appreciate you guys reaching out to us, because it really does mean something.
Yeah, it does.
At least for me. Eli's fine over there. He's just floating away.
I read stuff, I'm like, wow.
Cool. I mean, I knew this, but like, yeah.
No, actually, the email I showed him, I thought it was, man, I don't know how to tell you guys how bad you're doing. And I thought it was going to be this email because I was at work and I had to view it briefly. And I thought it was going to be, you know, you guys said this and it ruined my life. And I'm like, but it wasn't. It was a very nice email. And I was like, hey, look at this. Look. No, show it to me.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Except I know for myself, I got to get up and. You know, that's where Jesus comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Get back up.
It's repenting, humbling self, getting back, turning back towards Him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey.
Praying when it's hard.
Yep. Doing the hard things and being steadfast.
Yep. Always get treasures in heaven.
Those gold streets, man.
The golden
streets.
Worth it all. I mean, yes, but also...
It's the relationship with him for me. Yeah, it's like those gold
streets. The relationship for me.
You making fun of me?
No, there's that common thing that's like, it's the this for me.
I don't know.
You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Whatever.
Yeah. It really is, though. It's the relationship. It's like, man, when you aren't in sync with God, you feel it. It's visibly there, and you're just like, okay, I'm not with God, and I need to figure out how to get back mm-hmm. in sync with Him.
Well, some of it is our feelings just aren't reliable. We're kind of like, oh, God's not here right now. It's like, right? No, He's always here. You know, you just aren't feeling it. Like, oh, I'm not in love with so-and-so today. Like, or I don't love my friends today. It's like, they're really annoying me. But the truth is, you know, you still love them. You're just not feeling like you love them.
Right. And that's where true love, that's love right there. Doing it when it's hard.
Right.
You know?
Still doing it when it's hard.
Yep. So.
So let's love God, guys. Let's go.
Let's go, fam.
Pray for us so that we can.
Yeah.
Because we need Him.
Yeah, we do. This is Gavin out.
This is Gavin, bye.
Peace out.
So I used to really dog on those music radio stations that were like, oh, we're all encouraging here. We're only encouraging. Yeah, you know, same. We're positive. We don't talk about any of the other stuff. And, you know, I used to be like, you're not talking about any of the other stuff. When the truth is, why did I do that? It's a radio station. You know, they're not going to put sad, lonely songs about how you feel when you feel like God's not there. You know, those are good songs, the laments and such. But like, I used to dog on those radio stations so hard. We were listening to Mike Donaghy's podcast, Chasing the Beauty, on the way home from our trip. It's very good. He had a conversation with his sister about what makes Christian music or whatever, because we're real critical about Christian music or whatever, more than we are about movies and other media. You go, oh, is that artist Christian? You know, you know, is that director Christian? You know, whatever. It's, you know, people have a favorite movie, but if you're a Christian, you don't have a favorite Christian song. If your favorite song isn't a Christian song.
Yeah, are you really a Christian?
Right.
I don't know.
So he was taking a good, strong look at that, and it was a really good podcast, so I'd recommend it. Yeah. And he was talking about that dilemma with radio stations and all this.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I got out of it was how I am and how I want to be all, here's the deep, dark truth. You have to hear it from me and no one else, you know?
Yeah.
You got to hear how bad everything is. But the truth is, everyone's telling you that already, so I don't need to do that. You know, the last few episodes have been like, here's the problems. Oh,
Eli just put up on his little pedestal. Just
I have, and I've been like, I'm not on a pedestal, but...
Right.
And so this is me kind of saying I'm sorry in a roundabout way, but also, you know, it's good to realize, oh, God's in charge. God loves us. That's amazing.
You know?
And that fixes everything. And so,
yep.
Yeah. Listen to that podcast episode because it was good.
The Mike Donaghy one.
Chasing the Beauty, Mike Donaghy. I think it was episode 5 or 6. And then the other thing I was saying is, you know, be positive, guys.
Stay positive.
Stuff's good, man. Life is good. Honestly, I hadn't really felt more alive than when I was on that trip, though. Almost dying all those times when Gavin almost killed us.
Oh, great. We went off the road on ice. It was pretty solid.
Almost died.
Not really. Not really.
If we'd gone the other way, we would have died.
Yeah, that is fair. I mean, maybe.
You're like, it almost didn't. We didn't, though. Don't scare them like that. We almost died.
Meh.
Anyway, podcast episode's good. Music's good. Life's good. God loves us. Nothing better.
Yeah. I do feel like it is worth saying, though. Like, some people have it rough, though. Like, we can just be up here and be like, hey, life's good, dude.
That's
just
true.
Like, chill. Just chilling. Yeah. Take a chill pill.
And in that case, like, I'm just sorry for you.
Right. No. But I do want to say, hey, sometimes life sucks. Mm. And I've been there.
Right.
You know? I don't know. Like, you just get through it.
Yeah.
That sounds really stupid. I feel like
you just get through it.
Yeah. And people are like, you don't understand. It's like, no,
No, we don't.
I don't understand your specific thing, right. But I do know I have gone through stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and man, there have just been days, months where I go through depression,
right.
you know, and you're just like floundering or you're just bogged down with all this work and you've got things to do and you
yeah.
just feel like a piece of trash, mm-hmm. like a plastic bag floating in the wind.
wanting to start again.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it is worth saying, hey, no, you guys will get through that as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Eli's over here just happy and stuff.
No.
No, I feel like your thing is good. I'm just saying.
I'm happy today because we're recording during the day.
Yeah, as you can,
and
guys can see.
It's not 10 at night.
From the
you
little,
can see through the sun.
Yeah, the
window.
Sun coming through the window.
But I was listening to a different podcast today, and they were talking about how they felt they had said something without a lot of consideration. So I feel like I kind of just did that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. It can be rough. My point is, we can lean on God, though.
Yeah.
And that's where we should be leaning.
Yeah.
Because he's the great provider, the great healer.
Yeah, and he's the one who can really, the only thing that's really going to satisfy you.
Right. Anyway. Welcome back to the new music segment, where Gavin and I bring you music that we find interesting, that we'd like to bring our perspective on. Gavin's got a song. Go.
I do. My song is by The Lone Bellows, and it is called, hang on a second, Good Times. This is totally not like, I was like, oh, this amazing message attached to this song. No, there's nothing really, except we were listening, as we mentioned previously, that Mike Donahue podcast, mm-hmm. and his sister is actually in a band, and I was like, this band sounds interesting. So yeah. I went and took a listen, and Good Times by The Lone Bellow is really good.
Yeah.
It's like, their beats and their harmonies and stuff and the music is
real
amazing.
Solid.
It's mm-hmm. it's like this nice, like I want to say like indie, more like folky. Yeah,
it's a folky rock.
Like yeah, yeah, it's really solid. I love it, and I've been getting more into that kind of music anyways. Yeah. So, anyways, give it a listen. It's catchy. I think you guys will like it. It doesn't have anything amazing except, I don't know.
Vibes.
Yeah, it's got vibes.
Straight vibes.
Straight vibes. No,
Gavin's just straight vibes. Me, here's this amazing song.
All right, Pastor Eli, give us something.
No, I was just saying we do this every time.
Yeah.
So mine's an old one. It's old-ish. I listened to it a lot when I was growing up. It was on all those positive radio stations.
Positive, that I, encouraging. I won't reference them.
Like I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's called Who You Are by Unspoken. And some of the lyrics, in case you forgot it, is you can never fall too hard, so fast, so far, that you can't get back when you're lost. Where you are is never too late. So bad, so much that you can't change who you are. Mm, and it talks
surprisingly
about
surprisingly applicable to what we just talked
that's
about.
That's why I was like, hey, Gavin, here it is. Here's your song.
Right.
But yeah, it's about God being able to pick you back up. So you're never going to be able to fall so far that he can't reach you. And you can, it's never too late to turn around like a prodigal son. I think it's a very good song.
That's good.
I love it. I heard it in the car the other day. I was like, I haven't heard this one in years. The sacred texts. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the new music segment. You can send us your song suggestions and what you thought about it, like what you got out of it is usually what we ask.
Yeah.
We have an email at
stayingchristian@gmail.com,
and then you can send us a DM on Instagram or on Twitter, stayingchristian and stayingchristian,
and we'll leave links to all that in the description below.
Yep.
We also have a playlist that has all these songs collected with the newest mm-hmm. songs on the top, so you guys can check that out.
I do that every week just for you.
Yeah, he curates it just for you guys.
Just for you. For you.
Specifically,
yes,
you.
You.
Yes, you listening.
You. For you. Like Julian Smith. I made this for you. Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Staying Christian podcast. Hope you enjoyed it.
If you did not, you can email us, stayingchristian@gmail.com, or DM us on all the social platforms.
At Staying Christian. Anyways, yeah, hope we didn't offend you royally with our talk. Hope we didn't annoy you with all our talk. What am I even saying? Why am I simping? If you guys didn't like it, then get out of here.
Oh, snap.
Anyways, thank you guys again. Love you so much.
Yep. This has been the Staying Christian podcast.
Stay real.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. you guys have really good music on your podcast. I like it. You guys sound good. And I'm like, thank you.
And then it's like,
that's the point. We're trying to get you to listen.
Right. We're trying to sneak it in.
How dare you? How dare you?
I flew all the way across the ocean.
No, what are the lucky ones?
I should be in school right now. How dare you?
Oh, it's so good. Greta's amazing.
You know what I want? I want pasta.
I just had some mac and cheese for breakfast.
Mate, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the new music segment where we talk about new music that we have come up with. Why are you holding your...
I was yawning, so I was holding my mouth
Actually,
shut.
Technically, you're supposed to start the segment.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
My fault. And you just said music we come up with, so we don't do that. We don't come up with music.
Sometimes this guy just wears me out.
I come up with music. Gavin, however, he's not a musician.
No. Nope.
He's never come up with a song
In my life. Yeah, I'm not an artist. I'm basically
I'm
a failure.
He's a mess.
I'm a fake.
Can't believe him.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser. That's a good one. Hey, you just came up with one.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Today?
Pretty sure. Not today, but this month has been it, I think.
Yep.
Let me go look at it real quick.
While you're
preparing.
Be out.
Are you preparing?
This should be out. About that.
Oh, there's my mom.
Angel.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Mama.
Hi, doggy.
You on the podcast?
This is Angel.
Would you like to be in the podcast?
Gavin's
too?
Dog.
Would you like to be my co-host so we can get rid of Eli?
I don't know about that.
I think you would have a lot of insightful things to say about taking care of other people and other dogs.
And never being selfish.
Hmm?
What are you doing?
Just like nuzzling her with my nose.
You guys see why I think Gavin's weird now, right?